Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Consciousness Beyond Life by Dutch cardiologist Pim van Lommel, is a research-driven exploration of near-death experiences reported by survivors of cardiac arrest and other life-threatening crises. Positioned between medical investigation and philosophical inquiry, the book asks a direct question that standard neuroscience often treats as settled: is consciousness produced by the brain? Or can it sometimes occur when measurable brain function is severely compromised? Van Lommel draws on prospective hospital-based studies and follow-up interviews, alongside discussion of existing scientific debates, to argue that some features of near-death reports, such as vivid awareness, life review, and reports of observing events from outside the body, are difficult to reconcile with a strictly materialist model. Rather than presenting a religious doctrine, he frames the topic as a challenge to prevailing assumptions in medicine and consciousness studies. The purpose is both explanatory and provocative to take patient narratives seriously, examine competing explanations, and invite a broader paradigm for studying mind and brain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, near-death experience as a clinical and research problem. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that near-death experience should be studied as a clinical phenomenon, not dismissed as fantasy or pathology. Van Lommel describes how reports from resuscitated patients recur across hospitals and cultures, often with consistent elements, including a sense of heightened clarity, encounters with a boundary, life review, and an altered sense of time. He emphasizes that these narratives emerge in contexts where patients were critically ill and later recovered, making the hospital setting a practical laboratory for careful observation and follow-up. The book highlights the importance of defining terms, distinguishing near-death experience from ordinary dreams, hallucinations, or medication effects, and documenting what was experienced and when it was remembered. By treating the near-death report as data, Van Lommel pushes clinicians to consider how memory, attention, and meaning-making operate during extreme physiological stress. He also explores the ethical and interpersonal stakes patients often hesitate to disclose what happened for fear of ridicule, while clinicians may lack a framework for listening. In this sense, the near-death experience becomes both a research question and a caregiving challenge. Secondly, prospective cardiac arrest studies and what they can and cannot show. Van Lommel is widely associated with prospective research on survivors of cardiac arrest in the Netherlands, an approach meant to reduce some common biases in retrospective storytelling. In the book, the emphasis is on systematically identifying patients who were successfully resuscitated, assessing who reports a near-death experience, and comparing experiencers with non-experiencers on medical and demographic variables. This design aims to test whether straightforward factors such as severity of illness, medication, prior beliefs, or fear of death predict the reports. Van Lommel argues that the pattern of results does not neatly support purely physiological or psychological explanations. At the same time, he acknowledges the limits of what hospital studies can conclude. They rely on self-report. They face the complexity of determining precise timing relative to unconsciousness, and they cannot fully reconstruct brain states during emergency care. The book uses these strengths and weaknesses to make a methodological point. If reports persist despite attempts to explain them away with simple correlates, then better models and better measurements are needed rather than simple dismissal. Thirdly, the mind-brain relationship and the question of non-local consciousness. The heart of Consciousness Beyond Life is its challenge to the assumption that consciousness is always generated by brain activity in a one-way, local manner. Van Lommel focuses on the apparent paradox reported in some cases clear, structured experiences, and strong recall described during periods when the person was clinically unresponsive and undergoing resuscitation. He interprets this as motivation to consider a model in which the brain is less a producer and more a facilitator or receiver of consciousness. To develop that claim, the book moves beyond clinical narrative into philosophy of mind, raising questions about whether awareness, identity, and memory can be fully reduced to neural firing. Van Lommel uses the term non-local to suggest that consciousness may not be confined to the spatial boundaries of the body, and he connects this proposal to broader debates about how subjective experience fits into science, while readers may dispute the conclusions. The topic is presented as a call for conceptual humility. Current neuroscience is powerful at mapping correlates of experience, yet correlates do not automatically settle causation. The book argues that near-death experience data should pressure test the prevailing paradigm rather than be excluded from it. Fourthly, alternative explanations, anoxia, drugs, expectations, and neuroscience critiques. A substantial part of Van Lommel's approach is comparative. He reviews common skeptical explanations and argues that none is sufficient on its own to account for the full range of reported features. Explanations often discussed in the near-death literature include oxygen deprivation, carbon dioxide changes, medication effects, temporal lobe phenomena, confabulation, and culturally shaped expectations about death. Van Lommel presents reasons he considers these accounts incomplete, especially when near-death reports appear in patients without obvious predictive medical differences from those who report nothing. The book also recognizes that the subject remains scientifically contested. Critics have argued that measuring brain inactivity during resuscitation is difficult, that timing of experiences is uncertain, and that some interpretations may overreach the available evidence by engaging this debate. The book illustrates a broader issue in consciousness research. Subjective reports are indispensable for understanding experience, yet they are also vulnerable to memory distortion and selection effects. Van Lommel's position is that the appropriate response is not to treat near-death experience as proof of any single metaphysical claim, but to treat it as an anomaly that standard models must address with more precise hypotheses and better data. Lastly, after effects and the lasting impact on identity, values, and care. Beyond the question of whether consciousness can occur independent of the brain, Van Lommel devotes attention to what happens after people return. Near-death experiencers often describe enduring changes in priorities and self-understanding. Reported after-effects commonly include reduced fear of death, increased compassion, less interest in status or material success, and a stronger sense of meaning or interconnectedness. The book frames these changes as clinically relevant. They can improve well-being, but may also create tension, because experiencers can feel isolated, misunderstood, or psychologically unsettled as they integrate what happened. Van Lommel argues that healthcare professionals should be prepared for these conversations, not only to validate the patient but to recognize potential challenges such as anxiety, difficulty communicating the experience, or changes in relationships and work. This topic broadens the book from a debate about evidence into a discussion of human outcomes. Even readers who remain unconvinced by the broader metaphysical interpretation can still take seriously the therapeutic lesson. Listening respectfully to extraordinary experiences can be part of good medicine. The after-effects section also clarifies why near-death experience matters beyond curiosity, because it intersects with grief, end-of-life care, and the psychological recovery of survivors. In conclusion, Consciousness Beyond Life fits readers who want a serious, medically informed discussion of near-death experience without reducing it to either simple superstition or simple pathology. Clinicians, psychologists, and hospice or palliative care professionals can benefit from its practical emphasis on listening to patients, understanding common features of the reports, and anticipating the integration challenges some survivors face. For general readers interested in consciousness, the book provides a structured entry into a difficult debate: how subjective experience relates to brain function, what kinds of evidence count, and where the limits of current models may lie. Its intellectual value is less about delivering a final verdict and more about sharpening the questions. Van Lommel attempts to synthesize prospective research, patient narratives, and philosophical implications into a single argument that pushes against a strictly materialist stance. Compared with many popular books on near-death experience, it stands out for its clinical framing and its insistence on methodological discussion, including what can be inferred from hospital-based observation and what remains uncertain. Readers who prefer fully conventional neurobiological explanations may dispute his conclusions, but the book remains significant as a landmark in bringing near-death experience into mainstream medical conversation and as a prompt for more rigorous, open-minded research on consciousness. If you would like to support Pim Van Lommel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.